This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu as-sa'inuh, astaghfiruhu as-sahdih. Wa a'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudilla lah, wa man yudlil falahadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. One common quality that successful people have, one of the qualities is they have clarity and they have they have what I would call guidance. Now, it may not be divine guidance, but they have very clear vision as to what it is that they want to do and how to do it. Isn't that the case? Have you ever seen a successful person that just stumbles on success every single time? It may happen. SubhanAllah, qadran, once someone finds a fortune. But those people who sometimes find fortunes, even worldly, material fortune, if they don't have guidance, if they're not informed, if they're not educated, if they don't know how to handle that fortune, soon they lose it. As a matter of fact, that very fortune might even become the greatest source of what? Curse. It becomes a curse in their life. What they thought was a blessing becomes a curse. So guidance, how to do things and how and where to go and why to do it, all of this is very important. Now it's very interesting that we as Muslims, and I would like to get everyone's attention inshallah azza for the next few minutes, including myself. This is a message that I really intended for myself, and I'm just sharing it with you, and I hope Allah Azza wa Jalla will put barakah, blessings in it, and benefit you with it, as this is my, next week I'll have one more khutbah, and then after that I'm off for Hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala, and I hope that this Hajj becomes an exceptional one in my life, that I hope that it will be transformative, inshaAllah ta'ala, for me. So in preparation for that, I'm engaging, right, the source of guidance that we have, which is the Quran. And one of the things that we may have mentioned this in the past, one of the things that you and I do every single day is we pray five times a day, and in each rak'ah we have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and in Surah Al-Fatiha we beg Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance, don't we? If anyone was to come to you, if a non-Muslim was to come to you and say, well, you Muslims pray five times a day, what is it that you pray for? Have you noticed that? Have you ever asked yourself, what is it that we pray for five times a day? We come for Fajr, Maghrib, Dhuhr, we pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and in every rak'ah, we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and Surah Al-Fatiha is all about what? Guide us. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path, to the only and the shortest path to the ultimate success. Isn't that what we're asking for? We're asking Allah for guidance. Now, if you open the Mus'haf, the Quran, and you read that introductory or that opening chapter, Surah Al-Fatiha, one thing that hits a lot of people that study the Quran, and especially sometimes it takes a non-Muslim who's exploring Islam to point out some amazing gems in the Quran, right? Have you noticed this? Some amazing, beautiful aspects. So this person reads Surah Al-Fatiha and he's like, wow, I cannot disagree with this. This is a beautiful opening, very powerful. And then he's reciting, he's reading the translation of Surah, chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, right? What does he find in the first five verses of Surah Al-Baqarah? Alif, Lam, Mim. Alif, Lam, Mim. The three letters. Interesting. Now it got my attention. I don't know what it means. Do you know what it means? No, I don't know what it means. We know what it is, but why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it, we can discuss that at some advanced level. But yeah, this is Alif, Lam, Mim. Okay, interesting. Got my attention. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. That. Not even this. That is the book. In reference to what? The very book that we're reciting. And it's called, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to point out to its what? One of the reasons is to its divine source. Came from up there. That. And it also to show its greatness. That is. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt about it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is the source of guidance. The guidance that you and I beg for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us from the get-go, in the very beginning of this mus'haf, in this book, if you study it, it will tell you that's where you're going to find your guidance. That's where you're going to have all of your questions answered. That's where all your concerns will be addressed. That's where all of your crises or your dilemmas and some of the most complicated issues you're dealing with will be solved. That's your source of guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. However, there's a condition in order for you to really benefit from its guidance. And I want all the young folks here, the young ladies and young men, to pay attention to this. Right? In order for you to really find that guidance, you have to be part of this very exceptional category of people. Because there are other books that provide guidance, that provide solutions, that give you tips. There are, you know, amazing courses and seminars that talk to you about achieving success in this life. There are other alternatives. There are other options. You can by all means, go and explore these. And I'm not against using or finding whatever you find wisdom or something that is, effective. There's nothing wrong with getting tips and learning things in life that will ensure your success. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, al-hikmatu dalat al-mu'min. But I'm saying is there are other alternatives. This book, however, works for a very special group of people. It will work as a source of guidance, as a source of inspiration, as a source of healing and comfort, something that you can anchor yourself to because it's so solid. That's what is very special about this book. Unlike any other source, unlike any other author, This comes from the most authentic, from the greatest of all sources. This is divine. It's unlike anything. But in order for you to benefit from it, you have to be willing to pay your dues. You know, some of the most effective seminars or resources out there, you have to have membership. And you have to pay your dues. And you have to do your homework. And you have to do your assignments. And you have to really engage with whatever group you're working with in order for you to get maximum benefit, in order for you to succeed. Likewise, this book belongs, I mean, the benefit, to benefit from this book, you have to be part of a very special group of people. And Allah Azza wa Jal identifies them as هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, people who are in pursuit of taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what their qualities are. And these are things that you have to basically commit to. Their number one quality is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen and what was promised. And belief in the unseen and what is promised and something that is authentic is actually one of the basic qualities of successful people. Have you ever seen anyone? Let's talk about worldly matters because this is something that most of us can relate to. Have you ever seen any successful engineer that or any successful businessman that didn't have a dream, something that didn't have, right, something in the future, not necessarily something that they have on hand, right? They have an image of something that they want to create or something that they want to achieve, and they believe in that vision, don't they? Yeah? Yes? And they work towards it, and then when it happens, they're like, yeah, this is as good as I envisioned it, or it's even better. That's success, right? So you have to have what? You have to have some sort of like belief, whether it's belief in your abilities or in the circumstances or in the formula that allows you to succeed. You have to believe in it, though it's not something that you necessarily have on your hand. If you're skeptical about the fact that working hard and studying hard is going to pay off in the future, chances are that you're not going to succeed. You're not going to commit. You have to be committed. You have to believe in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, likewise, al-muttaqoon, right? People of taqwa, they also believe. They believe in the unseen. They believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that this is going to work. They have certainty in it. Without certainty, ya jama'ah, we cannot achieve anything. The sahaba has certainty. In spite of the fact that the odds were against them, they had certainty in the promise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every single time they were outnumbered, except on one particular occasion. And even on that occasion, they lost. Every single time they had certainty in the promise of Allah and His Messenger. Again, in spite of the fact that the odds were against them, and they were victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. Certainty works. When you believe in something, it works. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen and what was promised to them. And then they let that motivate them to fulfill their duties. They do it. Whether it's easy, whether they enjoy it or not. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish the salah. 5 daily prayers, and they're in which they pray for guidance. I want you just to make all these connections. In which they pray for guidance. So if you want to be a muttaqi, or if you want to find guidance in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you want your dua in Surah Al-Fatiha to be answered, you have to be committed to salah 5 times a day. You can't be like skipping, you can't be just doing it whenever you feel like it. You have to be committed. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Those who establish the salah. And it will get you there. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from what we have blessed them with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so that a portion of it we give back. And again, it's a well-known fact, even amongst non-Muslims, that in order for you to succeed, be successful, you have to give back some of your income. It works. It's proven. Right? As a matter of fact, they recommend at least 10%. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. They believe in what was revealed to you, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, in what was revealed before you, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they have certainty in the akhirah, in the hereafter. That's what keeps them motivated. They begin with the end in mind. They never forget the end goal. Because that's what keeps you working. That's what keeps you on the right path. The end in mind. Where is all of this going to lead us? وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. So now, I want to fast forward, my dear brothers, and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this surah, after mentioning the various categories of people, how people are divided into those who believe in it, and those who are skeptical about it, the munafiqoon, and pretend to believe, and then yet they don't really believe. They're always in the middle. They're just bouncing back and forth. And then those who don't believe in it altogether, those who reject it completely. The next 2 pages talk about that. Allah Azza wa Jal, after talking about these 3 different categories, there is something very profound, and that's what I want us to really reflect upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this very profound message, says, Ya ayyuhan nas, issuing a proclamation, issuing an invitation to all mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Muslims, non-Muslims, men, women, and especially those, U'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord, Alladhi khalaqakum, who created you, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and those who were before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa. Once again, worship your Lord, O people, who created you. He's the one that made you. You know that you didn't make yourself. You know that no one else made you. No one claimed to make you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if He's the one that made you, then you need to worship Him. You need to worship Him. And He's telling us that through worshiping Him, dedicating our lives to Him, everything that we have comes from Him, dedicated to Him, through that worship and dedication, we're going to be able to attain taqwa, attain this state of awareness that will help us again benefit from the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, and thus succeed in life and achieve ultimate happiness. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أَقُولُ هَذَا الَّذِي سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Now, this khutbah is intended really to my community here. It's intended to you. It's not. We welcome, obviously, those who are with us online and watch us. We have, you know, people watching from different parts of the world. But really, I intended it to this community. And as basic as the khutbah was and the concept that we talked about, I want you to really go home and reflect, or go whatever. Some of you might be hanging out with friends and stuff like that. I want you to really discuss what was mentioned today, because it's these kind of very basic principles that people commit themselves to day in and day out. Sometimes they even spell it out. They write it down, actually. I have here some bullet points. For instance, if you go home right now, you tell yourself, okay, what was Sheikh Baqi talking about? And you go and you look at these verses and you look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you look at these qualities and you write them down. You just write it down, like bullet points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, do I believe in the ghayb? Am I convinced? Do I have certainty? Because it also says, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, at the end. Do I have certainty? Am I skeptical about any of these things? Do I have any doubts about it? Do I need to really go back to some of the basic concepts of aqidah and study them, so that I reach a level of certainty that nothing just shakes my iman? I have no doubts whatsoever. Jama'ah, there are some people that one should be very envious of, that reach a level of certainty. They believe that if this is not truth, if this is not the truth, there is no truth. There is no doubt about it. If this book is not the book, the divine book, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the prophet of Allah, if you have any doubt about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got a problem here. You have to reach that level of certainty. You have to ask all of these questions and reach that level of certainty. It has to be there. So is this something that I have? Number two, and you look at it, you list it all. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, connected to this first one. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, how is my salah? مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, am I doing this? Do I have, you know, contributions daily, weekly, monthly? Do I have anything? Do it. Commit yourself to it. I challenge you. Let's commit ourselves. Commit yourself to this for the next 3 weeks, 40 days, whatever amount of time you need. And see successes. See your level of peace, inner peace, increasing. So I want you to do this. Just write it down. And not wait until it's too late. One thing that happened yesterday that made me decide just I need to go back to revisit these basics is that I was hanging out, not hanging out, I was in a meeting with a group of pastors. I was the only Muslim present there. And I was in a meeting with a group of pastors talking about different things. And one particular pastor, you know, was just subhanAllah dropping words of wisdom, beautiful words of wisdom. Actually, two or three of them actually were. And then something very profound was said. They kept saying things about these are like things that we find in our divine guidance, in our message, in Islam. Beautifully spelled out, clearly, you know. Then one of them stood up and he's about to leave. I mentioned this last night after Isha. And he said, they were talking about how do we influence the influencers? How can we... One of them said, you know, one of the greatest influencers that we have in the prison system, because this was related to the justice system, because we were meeting with the DA, he said, is Islam and Muslims. And I'm looking at him, he's like, these people have something that is so transformative, that is so restorative, that it's they're showing amazing results. Some of our brothers who were who were in prison and then came out as Muslims, they know what I'm talking about. He's like, these people have something very, very powerful. And I said to myself, subhanAllah, here are people looking at what we have and the power of what we have. And the power of this message and these principles. And they're saying, you guys have something very special. Yet, we are not really paying attention to how special it is. We're not being affected by it as much because we're not taking the time. And those who actually sit in prison, if you ever went to visit Muslim inmates in prison and you sit down with them, you're going to realize that those of them who spend time with the Quran and studying it and reading it are just at a different level. Those who don't have any of the distractions that we have. I'm like, how did you see that? How, you know, it's, and I will just finish by saying this. His statement reminded me of something that someone told me a long time ago. And I've been asking myself this question, what happened? This convert brother comes to me, he says, he's crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? He said, a verse in the Quran. I said, what about it? He said, it asks a question. And the answer is just, and I'm just trying to process the answer. I said, a verse in the Quran asks a question? He said, yes. Allah is asking us a question in the Quran. And I said, okay, what is it? He said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? Where do you think you're going? Are you even thinking about that? Where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? I said, what? He said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? And he's crying. He's crying. He's like, that's... I was like, subhanAllah, I never looked at it that way. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? This is a question that the Quran is asking us. We have to ask ourselves this question. Where am I going? What's the end goal here? You know, what's next? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us, to guide us and to keep us guided. I ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us appreciate this book. There are programs and activities here in the masjid, inshaAllah ta'ala, in which the intention would be to explore the Quran and engage the Quran at a deeper level. Alhamdulillah, the summer program, inshaAllah, with Sheikh Yasser and Ustaz Malik Shah here for the youth, they're analyzing and studying Surah Yusuf. And subhanAllah, I can see the impact of just studying Surah Yusuf on these young men and women. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And also we have weekly sessions as well. And there's on the weekends, there's also a Qur'an halaqa here that would be great for the adults, for the adult men. And I know that the sisters will also have some Qur'an halaqas. But we need to take it to the next level. Read the Qur'an, engage it, study it, reflect, ponder upon it. Take the time to really process this book. this book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of this book. And last weekend, alhamdulillah, we had a session, I believe it's recorded, Tafsir Surat Yasin with Sheikh Farhan Zubairi and Sheikh Ahmed Billu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. And we intend, inshallah, to have these programs regularly, inshallah, every 3 months, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to have one of these programs, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. So please, you know, take advantage of them, be excited about it, attend, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah azza wa jal make us the people of the Qur'an, a community of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the companions of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us by the Qur'an. Make us of those who are touched.